Yeah,
is that it? Yeah. That? All good to go.
No, you can't. Ooh, that was official. Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Morning. the learning, as always, is in the Zechus for the Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla. And we know that we've had so far a three-part series. It's now extended to a four-part series, and this is going to be the fourth, hopefully the final one of the series. We were been talking about smoking or not smoking. We've been talking about Yom Tov, and we've been talking today specifically regarding the date of Shavuos. We know we mentioned that there was a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Vov on the basis halfway down. Reb Shemaya says it can be the 5th, the 6th or the 7th. How could it be the 5th, the 6th or the 7th when you can look it up in a luach or on a device straight away? You know what day it is. It's going to be the 6th and the 7th, certainly for us here, but however, at the time it may have been that there were, depends on the months, if the months were full, in other words 30 days, or if there was 29 days, or there was 30 days one month and 29 the next, in which case it could be on, if it was both months were both full, it could be on the 5th, otherwise it could be on the 7th, or if one month was full and the other one was chaser, it could be on the 6th. So the question is, unlike Pesach and unlike Sukkot, where we keep the second day of Yom Tov Golius, because we continue with Minhag HaRoseinu, this is slightly different. And why? I'll bring out an example. It comes in the Sefer HaMoedim, the Halacha by Rav Zevin, and it brings Masa Shehoyo that happened. It happened that there was an event that happened on second day of Shavuos. There was a gentleman who was married but no children, and he was a Goses. Question was, he was somewhere and the Rav was Bezalel Lando, or was turned out to be Rav Bezalel Lando, who was a grandson of the Noda Biyuda, and the case came before Reb Shlomo Kluger, and then it was passed on for a Paskin, was passed on to the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer lived 1768 to 1839. What was the question? The question was, because he had a brother who was in Rome, it was difficult to travel and therefore wouldn't have Yibun Chalitza. The problem would then be that the wife would not be able to remarry because she'd be unable to travel and get Yibun Chalitza from his brother in Rome in those days. So therefore, on the second day of Yom Tov, they did a special mutter. It was and did a get. The matter was then taken up by Reb Shlomo Kluger and was passed to the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer said. And time's running out, but the Chasam Sofer said that the stricture, the importance of the second day of Shavuos was not like in the case of Pesach and Sukkot, and therefore you would not be permitted to have a leniency which you may have in other situations. Thank you.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, Tess Sivan, 5th of June, of Ashul Steinberg Shlita, Parshas Nosso. This week's Torah was sponsored in Nishmais. V'yusuf and Ramosh, Hashemim Kandoma, Karabash Rabbas, V'yusuf, Hashemim Kandoma, Chana Bluma Bas, V'yusuf, Hashemim Kandoma. The Yahatzid is on Tess Vob Sivan, and Shulamis Bas the Behuda Leib and the Rosh Hashanah is on the 28th of 7 ולזכות סנפי מהפעלים והמלחמו שיחזו לבוצעים לשלום במהירו.
Good morning. I apologize, although it said that the subject would be Parshas Noso, there was a change of plan. So I'm going to speak today about the lav of Baal Ta'achir, delaying a pledge. We all know when somebody says a promise, says that he's going to do something, even not a Dvar Mitzvah, he has to keep his promise. You promise. We should know that. There's an extra halacha when it comes to a Dvar Mitzvah, and that is, the Pasuk says, Lo Yisa'achir L'Shalmi. The Pasuk says like this, Kisidori Neder L'Hashem Anikecho. If somebody makes a Neder to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Yisa'achir L'Shalmi, don't delay to pay it. Kidoi Shidushenu Hashem Anikecho Mi'imcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will seek it out of you. V'hoya V'chel Chet. And it'll be a very, anybody who delays a pledge to the Ribbono Shel Olam, no, it shouldn't be ma'achir, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will seek it out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will behoyev ha'chachit. Now, although the Pasuk seems to say that the delaying of a pledge is only when one makes a pledge, I mean, he says, I'm going to do X through the Bnei Shalom, or as they more talk about bringing a korban, hekdesh, shcheirim, we'll see in a moment a whole wide list of things, but it's not actually only when there's a pledge. We also find it by leket shikcha ampeah. Somebody has leket shikcha ampeah, and he delays in giving it to the aniyim, then he is over on the list of the Baal Ta'achir. Now, leket shikcha ampeah, no one makes a pledge. You definitely don't make a pledge when you're shikcha, because that's what a shikcha is. So this seems to be not only when it comes from your words, from your promise. When you have a chiyuv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you owe something to the Ribbono Shel Olam, or to aniyim, which was a mitzvah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then there is an issa to delay paying up what you owe. Now, how long is delaying? How long is late? So Rashi, on this Pasuk, in Dvarim Chav Kim Chav Beis, Lusach HaLishalmi, says Rashi, Shlusha Regalim. It's three, delaying it's three Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, or what Rashi would seem to be Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, three Yomim Tovim. Rashi finishes off the Pasuk, V'lomduhu Rabbi Seinu Min HaMikra. Chazal learned this from a Pasuk, that you're not allowed to delay something you owe to the Ribbono Shel Olam, three regalim. This is a Gemara Nosh Hashanah, Daf Dalad on the base. Gemara Darshans, it says, we explained it now in the second day of Shavuos. Shalish Pomim Bashonah, Yeroi, Kol Zchucha, Espenei Hashem Nekecha, Vamokim Hashem Yivcha. You're supposed to go see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah. Shalish Pomim Bashonah, and the Gemara says, the Pasuk carries on, B'chag HaMatzah, So B'chag HaShavuos, So B'chag HaSukkos. V'lo Yeroi, Espenei Hashem Rekom. You have to go, you have to come not empty handed. And the Gemara asks, so why does it have to say Chagamatzes, Chagashuos, Chagasukkos? We've just been speaking about those three Yom Tovim. Those three Yom Tovim are just the subject matter of the three parashas beforehand. So we know what Shalish Organim is. Why do we have to repeat Chagamatzes, Chagashuos, Chagasukkos? Says the Gemara, the reason why you need to repeat it is to tell us another halacha, that anybody who delays Chagamatzes, Chagashuos, Chagasukkos, he delays his thing that he owes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, three Yom Tovim, he's over on Lisa'achir, it's a gilui. This Pasuk Kipashas Re'ei is a gilui to the Pasuk Kipashas Kiseitse. It tells us, annoying Pashas Kiseitse means Lisa'achir. What's delay? Delay is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, three regalim. And in fact, there's five different ways of how to darshan this Pasuk. But briefly, the Talikama says three regalim in any order. I mean, as we said, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, any three, obviously within the order, but any three. The Shimon holds, three regalim has to be Kisidron. It's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, like the Pasuk says, B'chag HaMatzah, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, Kisidron. And therefore, if somebody makes a pledge just before Shavuos, then he's now got five Yomim Tovim. He's got Shavuos, Sukkos, nothing started yet, and then he's got Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's five Yomim Tovim, because it has to be Kisidron. So that will give you a long time. Remeir says, one Yom Tov. We're not going into detail how he darshans only one Yom Tov. Blazer ben Yaakov says, two Yomim Tovim. And Blazer ben Shimon says, Chag HaSukkos. So there's five shittas. But Rashi brings us the shitta that holds that when you delay it, three Yomim Tovim, that's considered a delay. And as we said, it's not only about pledges, as the Gemara says over there, Erichin, Charomin, Ekdeshes, Chatois, Hashomois, Oilo, Shlomim, Stokois, Maisus, Bechorim, Maisus, Pesach, Nekat, Chichopeah, anything you can owe, the Gemara goes for each one, or the Drosh on each one, anything that you owe to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not allowed to delay it more than three regalim, as we said, with various shittas over here. And I'd like to focus today on Stokois. Tzedakah, as we said, that's one of the list, somewhere in the middle of the list over here. Now, somebody makes a pledge to tzedakah, and he now wants to delay it, or he just doesn't want to, but he's not paying up. So there is a lav bal ta'ache, one may not delay the paying up, as we said, there's many shittas, but definitely more than three regalim, he cannot delay his payment. So Tosfos asks a kasha. Tosfos Rosh Hashanah asks a kasha. Now, how can he tell us that by tzedakah you're allowed to delay it three regalim, as the Gemara says? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Davova Mezalef, tzedakah michayev Allah le'alta. Somebody who pledges money to tzedakah and doesn't pay up immediately, he's chayev straight away. He doesn't get the three regalim. He doesn't get this racket of time, a way of things. Has to straight away michayev Allah le'alta. So Tosfos says, it's a steer in the Gemara. On the one hand, we're seeing it's three regalim. On the other hand, it says, Mechayev Allah le'alta. So the order we're showing him asks his kasha. So Tosfos answers, that depends. If it's Kaim Yanim, there's poor people around, then it's Chayev straight away. Because you've got an oni here, you owe the money, so give it. What are you waiting for? Whereas, if there's no oni around, so he owes the money to Anim, he's got three regalim to go seek out an oni. Don't know any Anim, nobody knows he's only Anim. Come to me, I'll find you some. But if you don't know any, then you've got three regalim to seek out this oni. So again, if you see it, so you know it, straight away. If not, then you've got three regalim. The Rishonim don't like this answer. The Rishonim find this answer very strange, because we're basically saying that when the mitzvah is nefonecho, you haven't got this time, this delaying time that you're allowed to delay through your gonim, when it's in front of you, it's only if it's not the fonecha. So the Rishonim say, if so, let's say somebody promises to bring a toida. So we think more says, a toida, he gets through your gonim. What happens if he lives in Yerushalayim? So the Bishamidosh the fonecha. The lechaira, he should not have through your gonim. Because we're saying by an oni, it depends. If the mitzvah is the fonecha, the oni's there, then you don't get any spare time, you have to give it straight away. If you don't have any oni next to you, you've got three regalim. So the Gemara is saying, so too, then you should say the same thing about Karbonis as well. If he lives in Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash is there, and there's Kohanim, and there's Shevtelech around, then you can bring the Toido, your Chayiv straight away. And if not, then you have to wait. You can wait three regalim, and it's not Mashma, the Knap in the Gemara. Sorry?
He's got to come.
Okay, but if he had, let's say he's got in Yerushalayim, he's got everything available, does he have three regalim? And Rishonim is saying, according to this, you should not have three regalim, and it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara's mashma by Karbonis, you always have. It's only something unique about tzedakah, that tzedakah is mechayev alo le'alto. And the way we're saying it, it's not nothing to do with tzedakah. Anything, any mitzvah which you could do straight away, any of these pledges that you could do straight away, you chayev straight away. If you can't do it straight away, then you get three regalim. Okay. So that's Tosfos' mahalach. The Rashba says that there's a difference between the bal ta'achir and then there's a mitzvah. Mitzvah secho, then you've got to keep. There's a lav, there's an asay. The lav, to be over on the lav, you get three regalim. You're not over on the lav until you delay it three regalim. Whereas an asay, the asay is straight away, and if you're delaying it, you're delaying an asay, you're being over on asay of delaying. That's how the Rashba learns, and therefore the Rashba learns that's not something unique about tzedakah. It's true about all of the list. It's true about all the list. Anything which is is delayed is over an asay, and there's a lav of three regalim. That's the Rash balance. The Ran says, which is the most relevant lahalocha, that tzedakah is entirely different. It's not like the same as all the rest of the list. Similar to Tosfos, but not like Tosfos. Tzedakah, says the Ran, is chayev. Let's see the Russian. That the whole din of the Gimel Ugonim was said about Karbonis. Why? Because what's Gimel Ugonim? As we said, the Pasuk says, Chagamatsus, Chagashvurus, Chagasukos, Volo Yuas, Pnei Rekom, Ponai Rekom. You come into the Beis HaMikdash, don't come empty handed. So you've got three times you come to the Mishamikdash, again you come, and again you come, and you're still not bringing your Karbanos, then you've got, then you're over after three were gone. Whereas, Stocker's got nothing to do with the Mishamikdash. What's Stocker to do with the Mishamikdash? What's got Stocker to do with Yom Tov? Stocker's a mitzvah every day of the year. Says the Ran, therefore it's Stocker, you're over straight away. Sorry?
The
Tzapel what? Sorry?
The Oni is waiting.
Yes, the Oni is waiting for the money. It's Docker Yo'eva straight away.
Every second is a new
error. Oh, so the Gemara talks about Yo'eva B'chod Yom Yom. So that's Gemara doesn't talk about uniquely about Docker, but any which you've delayed, once you've delayed it, are Yo'eva every day? Oh, yes, possibly you have to continue a Salavera that you're doing. Okay, says the man, he's differentiating between Stocker and all the rest of them. This idea that you have three regalim is only true about Karbonis, because it's about Lo Yirayas Panai Reikom. You come into Beis HaMikdash, not bringing your Karbon three times, you're over Baal Ta'achid. Whereas Stocker's got nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It's anybody, anywhere, it's got a mitzvah Stocker. Says the Ran, therefore, that somebody who is over delays his mitzvah Stocker, Mechayev Alo Le'alta. He's over straight away. And therefore, when a person pledges, then he's pledging, he's straight away over.
So that's everything on the list except Korbonus.
Yes, and all, because most of the list is Hekdeshus Chavamim. Like, I would say like this all the way around. Everything on the list is Gimel Ugonim, except for Stokers, possibly Leket Shukhampeya. All the rest of them, Hekdeshus Chavamim, and all these things are...
Yeah,
but it's something to do with bringing it to the Sanidosh, so that would be Gimel Ugonim again. There's three, four, which are not in Stokers, Leket Shukhampeya, which are all the same type of thing, that you are over straight away. Which is a very difficult chumrah, and the Ma'aseh of the Ramah brings this down, that person, when he gives a pledge, he does not have time. But, says the Ran, if there's no Ani, what's the no Ani? What do you mean? He pledges and he can run around and find an Ani? Says the Ran, you don't have to give it to the Ani then. You know what you could do? You could be makdish it, set it aside, sort of be makdish it as a stocker for an Ani, and wait till you find an Ani. That says the Ran. But if you have an Ani, you're over straight away. If you don't have an Ani, put it aside. But there's no waiting. There's no waiting time. You put it aside and you wait. You mafresh it. You base it on a Gemara later on. Hey, that is concept of having mafresh it. And once you've been mafresh it, then you can now wait till an Ani comes your way. Okay, so that's what we say. We're putting Stocker out of the whole list. And we're saying Stocker is going to do a Gomim. Stocker has a tremendous chumrah. Person makes a neder on Stocker. He has to do it straight away, or at least has to be mafrish the money straight away. And as an aside, it's well known that the Gemara Chunin tells us that one should not make nedorim at all for Stockers. Because you shouldn't. The Gemara Darsha is a pasuk, you're not supposed to. It's Kefaskan Shulchan Aruch, two places. That person, whenever he wants to give money to Stocker, he should say Bnei Neda, and it's not enough just to think Bnei Neda, he should say Bnei Neda, because it's wrong to make a Neda on yourself, on Stocker. Because as we're saying, it's a big chumrah. There is, to give ourselves a bit of breathing space, one does make a Neda. One does give yourself a bit of breathing space. There is a Tosfos. Tosfos says, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, that if one makes Avol Mash Adam Noida Biyad Atzmo Litein Lekasha Yirtza, if a person makes its pledge to Tzedakah, a Neder to Tzedakah, but thinking, I will give it when I want. That means he does not intend to give it straight away. He's making a condition, I'll give it when I want. He's not over on Baal Ta'achim. Tosfos has already given us breathing space. If a person makes Tama pledge, as we said, the Ran says, and that's Paskan the Ramah, Paskan's that way, you've got to give it straight away. And if you've got an Oni, at least you have to mafish straight away. If he says when he pledges it, no, I'm pledging this money to Stocker, but I'm going to give it when I want. Then he's not over on Baal Ta'achim. And it sounds like from Tosfos, it's a tenai in this whole pledge. Yes, I am pledging, but I make conditions to it. I make conditions, I'll do it when I want, and therefore I won't be over on Baal Ta'achim, because Baal Ta'achim means I have to do it straight away. I've said, I'm not doing it straight away, I've said, I'm giving myself time when I'm ready.
I'm not sure but that's okay.
It would sound like, from the Rishonim, that you have to say Bepeh. It would sound like, and we'll speak about in a moment, that there are cases where it's self-understood that he doesn't mean to give it straight away. But otherwise, possibly he would have to.
Yeah,
so we'll speak about Aliyah. Right.
Yeah.
So there, first of all, he said Bli Neidah. So it does help.
Yeah, but when I want Bli Neidah, because this is.
Yes, yeah, so no, but anyway, he's not made the promise. He said Bli Neidah. So if you say Bli Neidah, that does help.
You can't pay.
What?
You
can't pay. Okay, so you'd obviously there you'd have to.
Cover then you'll even have more than 5 years.
Yeah, well, we're saying Stockholm was doing Yom Tovim. We're saying that Stockholm was doing Yom Tovim. Yeah, I think so. I think
so. It's got unlimited time if that's how he thinks.
If that's how he thinks. Oh, so now let's just explain what's this Tanai. Because the Rambam says that when he makes this Tanai, then he doesn't even have to be Mafreshit. Nothing. I made a Tanai, I sank in money, and it doesn't have to be Mafreshit. The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it down, he says you have to be mafresh it, but you don't need to give it. So we still have to be mafresh it. If somebody says, I'm going to give £100 to Stocker, he has to be mafresh it, he doesn't have to give it. And it's an interesting machlekes. What's machlekes exactly? The Rambam seems to say, once you make a Tanai, you don't have to be mafresh it at all. And the Shulchan Aruch says, you do need to be mafresh it, you don't need to give it straight away. You give it to your own pace, it make enough gemina, the marshal. If you have to give it straight away, the first oni comes along and they get a nice big check. If you can give it at your own pace, you give every single person a small amount as he comes along. So you can spend 6 months giving it to every mashulach as he comes to your door. You give him a few pounds until you cover your pledge. Whereas if you have to give it straight away, then you'd have to all give it to the first lucky oni that comes your way. But akoponim, there seems to be a machlukas over here, the Rambam and the way the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The Rambam says that once you make a Tanai, you don't have to give it at all. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying, you do need to be mafrish, but you don't need to give it. And to explain this machlokes, I want to bring up another concept. There is a concept when a person makes, and we're showing to bring this down, the Ram brings it down over here, when a person makes a neder in a Beis HaKnesses, and the Shach talks about, there's a shatz, which presumably he means the Gaba. Gaba makes a Mishabeach for you, and you make a pledge. So there, the understanding of the pledge is, I'm not going to give the money to the stocker. I'm not giving it. I'm going to give it to the Gabbard stocker. We give it to Gabbard stocker, or Gabbard stocker, and especially in a shul, you're not paying electricity bill in the shul, you're going to give it to the Gabbard, who hopefully pays electricity bill in the shul. But in days gone by, there was Gabbard stocker for everything, right? Even, that we know in the first Mishnah of Ipsochim, that the Gabbard stocker is responsible to make sure everybody has Dalet Kaisers. So, Lo Yifchusulo, Rashi explains, means the Gabbard. So there was a day gone by, the Gabbard stocker was responsible for all stockers. So if it's understood that you want to give it to the Gabbard and you don't mean to give it out yourself, then you've got no Baal Ka'ache at all. Because your responsibility is not to the Aniyim directly, your responsibility is to the Gabbard. And the Ramon brings this down, and the person makes a neder, and the standing of the neder is that he's giving it to the Gabbard. Then his responsibility is to the Gabba. And he says more than that. He says, if the Gabba hasn't come ask you for the money, then you're not over Baal Ta'achid. Because my responsibility is to the Gabba, not to the Aniyim. So all the Aniyim can knock at my door. I say, no, I've got a Gabba, I'm giving it to the Gabba. And if the Gabba hasn't asked me for the money, so I don't need to give it.
His responsibility is to give,
no.
Not to wait.
So here we're saying, if when he makes the pledge, the understanding of the pledge is to the Gabba, then his responsibility is to the Gabba.
To whom to give, but he needs to give it immediately.
Oh, 1 second. So the Ramah is saying, if the Gabba hasn't asked it from you, then not, because the Gabba doesn't need it. It's only when the Gabba needs it and asks it from you, then you chayev straight away to give it to him. And he says more. He says that if the Gabba asks it from you, the Shach explains this in the Ramah, but the Gabba doesn't really need it yet. He meets you, he says, you know, you promised last week, give me the money. But he doesn't actually need it. The Gabba's still got plenty of money in the kitty. Then you also don't need to give it to the Gabba straight away. Because again, that's just your responsibility is to make sure the Gabba has money to give out. But the Gabba has lots of money to give out. If the Gabba asks you, because the Gabba says, look, money's running out, and money's running short, I've got plenty I need, please give me money, the money that you pledged, then you're responsible to the Gabba and you're over on Baal Ta'achi if you don't give it straight away. So there's a relationship a person can have to the Oni, and there's a relationship a person can have to the Gabba. When a person makes a neder of tzedakah, then he's got a relationship to the Oni. And then we're saying he's chayev straight away. But when his understanding in the promise was to the Gabba, then he's responsible as much as the Gabba needs it. If the Gabba does not need it, then he's not chayev. If the gabbah doesn't ask from him, he's also not chayev. The only thing is, they bring, the Ramah says, if you know the gabbah needs it, just so the gabbah doesn't know that you promised it. So the gabbah doesn't know you promised it. But the gabbah needs it, and you know the gabbah's running out of money, and he's all stressed, there's lots of aniyim in town, and he doesn't have the money, but you know that you promised something to the gabbah, then you have to go tell the gabbah, because again, your relationship is to the gabbah, and you know that the gabbah needs the money to give out, and therefore, you have to go tell the gabbah, you know, I promised money to stocker through you, and I have to give you straight away, and you give it to him straight away. But if the gabbah, as we said, if the gabbah doesn't need it, or hasn't asked it from you yet, then you're not over. The shayla is, does the gabbah have any bal ta'achir at all? Gabba's got lots of money in his pocket, from not in his pocket, in the charity, and he's got any bal ta'achir at all? It would sound like from the Rishonim that he can give it as slow as he wants. He can give it to what the Rishonim call aniyim hagunim. That means he feels they deserve it more, they deserve it less. He can make his own decisions, and he doesn't have any bal ta'achir. The question would only be, the Rishonim don't talk about why, but the Gabba is just stubborn. He doesn't want to give it out. That means no reason at all not to give it out. Just decided he's not giving money. Is he over Bal Ta'achir? Not so clear in the Rishonim. Rishonim was shtickle mashma that he might be over Bal Ta'achir. I haven't seen anything beforeish on that point. But Akaponim, the Gabba, coming back to the point, is the Gabba himself is allowed to, at his own discretion, decide when he wants to give it. He definitely, if he's got a sensible cheshbon, then he's allowed to delay. Whereas a normal person, if you're promising it to tzedakah and you've got a chiyuv straight away and straight to not a relation to the gabbah, whereas to the ani straight, you can't say, oh well, I don't like this ani or I don't like what he's collecting for. As long as it's a reasonable chiyuv thing, then you have to give it to him straight away. So as we're saying, there's two types of relationship. There's a relationship between you and the ani, which is straight away, and there's a relationship with you and the gabbah, and that's dependent on need. Now, if we explain this at the Gabba, we can explain now also what the Tanai was. Because the Rishonim say like this, when we came back, that a person can make a Tanai. I mean, although when he makes a promise to Stocker, he has to give it straight away, we said. He has to give it straight away. He can make a Tanai. But we said, the Shulchan Aruch says, when a person makes a Tanai, doesn't mean he can just leave it completely, he has to be mafresh it, but he doesn't have to give it straight away. Now the Lashon of the Rishonim is, because he can be his own Gabba, I can be my Gabba. Means, why do I have to have, I give it to the Gabba and the Gabba gives it out? I'll be the Gabba. I mean that my condition in my pledge to Tzedakah is, I will give a certain amount of Tzedakah, but I will be like a gizmo to decide whether and when it should be given. And as we said, and as much as a Gabba can decide if he wants to give it today or tomorrow, or based on reasonable cheshbonos, whether this person is a hogun or not a hogun, he wants to give it bit by bit. In fact, the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch even say a gabbah shouldn't run out of money. He should try to make sure he always has some money in the kupah. So therefore, he should sometimes dafka purposefully give it slower, because otherwise he'll run out. So a gabbah has got this discretion that he could delay it and not have to give it straight away. So therefore, a person can make that condition and say, you know what, I will be a gabbah. I'm pledging money to stocker, but I'm going to be my own gabbah stocker. I'm going to be my own trustee. I'm going to be my own and decide how to give it. So just to recap a moment, we said there's a bal ta'achir, there's a issa, a lav, and a Torah to delay. We're seeing that stocker also has a bal ta'achir, but whereas normally bal ta'achir, as Rashi says in a Torah, based on the Gemara Shoshana, it's three regalim, with five different shittas how to explain the regalim, but it's based on regalim. That's by korbanos, because korbanos are based on, you're going to Beis HaMikdash, bring it. Whereas stocker has got nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash, it's got nothing to do with bringing it. So therefore, stocker, you chayev straight away to give it. Chayev straight away. If there's no aniyim, you don't have to run a korban for aniyim. You can be mafresh it, put it on the side, waiting for the aniyim. If there is aniyim, you have to give it straight away. But then we said you can make a condition. You can make a condition, I'm not going to give it straight away. But the Shulchan Aruch says, even when you make that condition, you still have to be mafresh it. And we're explaining why do you have to be mafresh it? Because you're making yourself into a gabbah. And therefore, you have to have the money available to be given out. But a gabbah has the discretion and the ability to make a decision who and when he's going to give it to. He does not have to spend the money straight away. Just to finish off with a nice clear yoko who explains why is it so important not to make a neder. We started off that a person should not make a neder. It's important not to make a neder. And over on Bal Ta'achir, when you delay your neder, So the Pasuk says, Lo yi v'chor kil zo, il zo. Right? And the Gemara says, Gemara Shabbos Darshan, a person shouldn't be megarin himself a Yitzhahara. He shouldn't provoke in himself a Yitzhahara, bring upon himself a Yitzhahara. Says the Kliyoko, when a person promises something, so now he's got a new struggle. If he says B'linadon, so he doesn't promise it, doesn't pledge it, so it's not the same. Once a person promises, he's got a new struggle. He's creating more struggles. Say the Kliyoko, we've got enough struggles, we have tiring mitzvahs, we struggle. Don't bring upon yourself more things you can be over on. And therefore, a person should not make a pledge. A person, without saying B'nai Neda, a person should say what he wants to give and say B'nai Neda, and therefore not be over on the Avim.